Welcome to IELTS.net, podcast How to Ace IELTS Speaking, describing a place where you learn something new. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I've observed countless candidates tackle this common topic. In this comprehensive guide, I'll share insider tips on how to effectively describe a place where you go to learn something new, helping you boost your IELTS speaking score. Understanding the task. The topic, describe a place where you go to learn something new, is a frequent IELTS Speaking Part 2 cue card. It tests your ability to speak at length about a specific location, its features, and your personal experiences there. This topic has appeared in various forms in past IELTS exams and is likely to remain relevant in future tests. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions about learning and places. Here are some possible questions with sample answers. Do you enjoy learning new things? Sample answer, bandsmate. Absolutely. I'm quite passionate about expanding my knowledge and skills. There's something incredibly satisfying about mastering a new concept or ability. It keeps life interesting and helps me grow both personally and professionally. Where do you usually go to learn new things? Sample answer 9. I'm quite versatile when it comes to learning environments. While I often utilize online platforms for their convenience and vast resources, I also frequent my local library for its peaceful atmosphere and extensive collection of books. Additionally, I'm a regular at various workshops and seminars in my city, as I find the interactive nature of these events particularly engaging and conducive to learning. Part 2, Long Term, Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a place where you go to learn something new. You should say where this place is, what you learn there, how often you go there, and explain why you choose this place to learn. Sample answer, band 6-7. I'd like to talk about the community center in my neighborhood, which has become my go-to place for learning new skills. It's located about a 10-minute walk from my house, making it very convenient to access. At this center, I've been taking cooking classes. I've always wanted to improve my culinary skills, and the courses they offer are perfect for beginners like me. We learn everything from basic knife skills to creating complex dishes from different cuisines. I try to attend classes at least once a week, usually on Saturday mornings. It's become a part of my weekend routine that I really look forward to. I chose this place because it offers a hands-on learning experience in a friendly, supportive environment. The instructors are knowledgeable and patient, and I enjoy the social aspect of learning alongside other food enthusiasts. Plus, the facilities are well equipped, which makes the learning process much more effective and enjoyable. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to describe the local makerspace that has become my sanctuary for learning and creativity. This innovative hub is situated in a repurposed warehouse on the outskirts of the city, easily accessible by public transport. At this cutting-edge facility, I've been immersing myself in the world of 3D printing and digital fabrication. The space is equipped with state-of-the-art 3D printers, laser cutters, and CNC machines, allowing me to explore the fascinating intersection of technology and craftsmanship. I've learned not only the technical aspects of operating these machines, but also the principles of design thinking and prototyping. I make it a point to frequent this establishment at least twice a week, typically on weekday evenings after work. It's become an integral part of my routine, offering a perfect balance to my day job and serving as a catalyst for my personal growth. The reason I gravitate towards this particular venue for learning is multifaceted. Firstly, the collaborative atmosphere is unparalleled. I'm surrounded by like-minded individuals who are equally passionate about innovation and creation. This fosters an environment of mutual learning and inspiration. Secondly, the hands-on nature of the learning experience aligns perfectly with my preferred learning style. Being able to immediately apply theoretical knowledge to practical projects significantly enhances my retention and understanding. Lastly, the constant influx of new technologies and techniques keeps me on my toes, ensuring that my learning journey is always fresh and exciting. This place has truly become a cornerstone of my continuous personal and professional development. Follow-up questions. How has learning at this place impacted your life? Sample answer, Band 8-9. The impact has been truly transformative. Beyond the technical skills I've acquired, which have opened up new career opportunities, this learning experience has fundamentally altered my approach to problem solving. I now view challenges through a more creative lens, always looking for innovative solutions. Moreover, the collaborative nature of the makerspace has significantly expanded my professional network, leading to exciting project collaborations and friendships with like-minded individuals. Do you think traditional learning environments are becoming less relevant? Sample answer. While I believe that traditional learning environments still hold value, especially for foundational education, I think we're witnessing a paradigm shift in how we approach learning. Spaces like makerspaces, which offer hands-on, experiential learning, are becoming increasingly relevant in our rapidly evolving world. They bridge the gap between theoretical knowledge and practical application, which is crucial in today's job market. However, rather than replacing traditional environments, I see them as complementary, offering a more holistic approach to education that caters to diverse learning styles and the demands of the modern workforce. Part 3: Two-way Discussion. Examiner: How do you think technology has changed the way people learn new things? Sample answer: Band 8-9. Technology has revolutionized the learning landscape in myriad ways. Firstly, it has democratized access to information, with vast repositories of knowledge now available at our fingertips through online platforms and digital libraries. This has leveled the playing field, allowing individuals from diverse backgrounds to access high-quality educational resources. Moreover, technology has transformed the learning experience itself. Interactive simulations, virtual reality, and augmented reality applications have made it possible to engage with complex concepts in immersive three-dimensional environments. This is particularly beneficial for subjects that require spatial understanding or hands-on experience. Additionally, adaptive learning algorithms have personalized the educational journey, tailoring content and pacing to individual learners' needs and preferences. This bespoke approach enhances efficiency and effectiveness in knowledge acquisition. However, it's crucial to acknowledge that technology is a double-edged sword. While it offers unprecedented opportunities, it also presents challenges such as information overload and the need for digital literacy. Striking a balance between leveraging technological advancements and maintaining critical thinking skills is key to harnessing its full potential in learning. Examiner, do you think there's still a place for traditional learning methods in today's world? Sample answer, Band 8-9. Absolutely. While it's undeniable that modern learning methods have brought about significant advancements, I believe traditional learning approaches still hold immense value and relevance in today's educational landscape. Firstly, traditional methods often excel in fostering critical thinking and analytical skills. The Socratic method, for instance, which involves questioning assumptions and engaging in dialectic discourse, remains an invaluable tool for developing robust reasoning abilities. These skills are increasingly crucial in an era of information abundance and misinformation. Secondly, traditional learning environments provide structured frameworks that can be particularly beneficial for certain subjects and learners. The discipline and routine associated with traditional classroom settings can help instill important soft skills like time management and interpersonal communication. Moreover, the tactile experience of traditional learning methods, such as handwriting notes or physically manipulating objects in experiments, has been shown to enhance memory retention and understanding for many learners. That said, I believe the future of education lies in a harmonious blend of traditional and modern approaches. By leveraging the strengths of both, we can create a more comprehensive and effective learning experience that caters to diverse learning styles and prepares individuals for the complexities of the modern world. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Innovative hub, noun, a center or focal point for new ideas and creativity. Example, the makerspace serves as an innovative hub for aspiring inventors and entrepreneurs. Immerse oneself, phrase self, to involve oneself deeply in a particular activity or interest. Example, at the language school, I was able to fully immerse myself in Spanish culture and language. Cutting edge, adjective, cut edge, very modern and advanced. Example, the research facility boasts cutting edge equipment for genetic analysis. Paradigm shift, noun, shift, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, online learning platforms have caused a paradigm shift in how we approach education. Democratize access, excess, to make something available to everyone. Example, the internet has helped to democratize access to information. Examiner's advice, to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing a place where you learn something new. Structure your answer logically, addressing all parts of the question. Use a range of advanced vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Provide specific examples and personal experiences to support your points. Show enthusiasm and engage with the topic to maintain the examiner's interest. Practice speaking on various topics to improve fluency and confidence. Remember, the key to a high score is not just what you say, but how you say it. Aim for clarity, coherence, and natural delivery in your responses. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, check out our guide on how to navigate difficult situations in the IELTS speaking exam. Good luck with your IELTS journey.